You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Art Chung. So the next game is one of our favorites here on Ask Me Another. It's called Double Feature. And in this game, we're going to pitch you an idea for a new movie that combines two famous films. So to try their luck with our movie mashup game, please welcome our contestants, Sue Jordan and Anthony Liberatoshvili. Anthony, how did I do with your name?
About 90%.
Okay, you go. You tell me.
Liberatoshvili. If you want to be really Italian about it, Liberatoshvili.
Liberatoshvili.
There you go.
If you want to be really, really Italian, you get Colton to say it.
I took Italian in college.
Coltino.
So.
Coltino. Oh, we're going to call you that.
Signor Colton.
Are you first generation?
First generation born here. Both my parents are immigrants, yeah. My dad came over in 58, and my mom a few years later in 61. They both came over on the boat, and here I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I worked hard for it.
When you go home, is it just like an amazing food fest?
It is, and it's fattening, but it's well worth it. My favorite part especially is every year at the end of August, we make the annual supply of tomato sauce, and we make it all in my parents' backyard, all by scratch, and best day of the year for me.
Fantastic. Sue, you love all things Russia?
I do.
You're a Russia-phile?
I am. It's a Russophile.
Russophile. There we go. I'm learning
yes.
All kinds of words today. Have you been there?
I did go there in 2005. I spent a semester there, traveled all over the place, and decided to get really crazy and go to Siberia for spring break.
Sure, why not? That's a lot of fun. People go to Siberia for spring break.
We do.
Yeah?
We do.
And so what was that like?
Well, we took the train there. What we didn't realize is trains are numbered sort of express to local. Very low numbers are closer to express. Very high numbers are local. We took train 875. So it took us like 4 days to get there.
Right. If you have a choice between 1 and 875, right, that's going to be the slower one. Okay, well, this is going to be a fun game. Now, if you're ready, the catch in this game is that the two films we mash up share a word or syllable in common. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how about an example?
So if we said Denzel Washington plays a fierce civil rights activist who overcomes incredible adversity and also the renegade mutant Magneto, that would be Malcolm X-Men, which is combining Malcolm X and X-Men.
They're both smiling, so let's do it. So your job is to tell us the new title that is the combination of the two movies that inspired each pitch. Here we go. Kristen Wiig plays best friend to Robin Wright's Buttercup in the raunchiest wedding day fairy tale ever. It's inconceivable. Sue.
Bridesmaids. A Princess Bridesmaids.
Yeah, we'll take that. It's the Princess Bridesmaids.
Oh.
We'll take that.
All right.
I'm saying we took it.
Dustin Hoffman and Prince star in this heartbreaking yet funky tale of an autistic man and his brother. Sue.
Purple Rain Man.
With confidence, yes.
I think that is how the main character may have said the name of them. In Ben Affleck's adaptation of a Maurice Sendak book, CIA agents rescue a young boy trapped on an island overrun by monsters by making a fake movie. Anthony. Yeah.
Where the Wild Things Are Go.
Yes! Right? You started and then you just let go, didn't you? You just let it happen.
I just pictured the animal from Where the Wild Things Are and I couldn't get the other
one. And then you put a beard on him and
exactly.
You're like, yeah, Ben Affleck.
Running from the Iranians is wild.
It's all ghosts and petticoats in M. Night Shyamalan's creepy reboot of Jane Austen's first published novel, which will lead you to whisper, "I see dead British people." Sue.
Sixth Sense and sensibility.
Exactly! Bruce Willis was married the whole time! In this J.J. Abrams film, a 13-year-old Eminem wins a contest by rapping about the giant monster he and his friends found near a train wreck. Anthony.
Super 8 Mile.
Exactly. This is your last clue. It's Meet Cute in Space with Pixar's lovable trash-collecting robot and Spielberg's homesick extraterrestrial. Anthony.
WALL-E T.
WALL-E T. I'm crying just thinking about it. That is correct. Archung, puzzle guru, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie.
Ooh.
Here's your tiebreaker. Woody Allen's Oscar-winning comedy chronicles the unlikely romance between comedian Alvy Singer and deranged psychopath Michael Myers. Anthony.
Annie Halloween.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nice job, Anthony. You are the winner of this round, and you are moving on to our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show. Congratulations.